Man, my thoughts about SOAR is that it's a great program. You know, coming from the SAP program, substance abuse program, graduated it in 6 months, and just to further my recovery and just try to be a better person, try to think positive and figure out the triggers that make me want to use or make me want to drink, you know. And once you get in the mindset of what those are and how you can defeat alcoholism or drug abuse, you know, it's not just a one-step process, you know. There's all kinds of steps, and you just got to be willing to make a commitment to change, you know. If nothing changes, nothing changes. So I'm just trying to do anything and everything I can do to further my recovery and get me out behind these fences and get me home to my family, where I wasn't raised to be behind prison walls. I was raised to be a good kid and, you know, grow up and be a hardworking man and provide for his family. And doing what Chris wants to do led me here. And it's not about me no more. You know, I've got to be a positive role model. I got a little boy out there, 1 year old, and he needs me out there. You know, so it's about him now, not about me. And
is there one particular facet of this program that you feel has helped the most?
Yeah. Being in this program, it puts you first priority into other programs. So not only am I in the SOAR curriculum, every week we do SOAR curriculum, I'm in 6 more classes: positive mental attitude, life without a crutch, MRT, which is moral recognition therapy, inside outside dads, teaches me how to be a dad from behind bars. You know, it's not just the SOAR program. It's everything that comes with the SOAR program. It's everything. And like I was saying up there, I just thank the people that implemented all this to where, you know, I'm trying to get out of here. I'm not trying to stay in here for life. I want to do what's right. And they're just implementing these programs so I can do that. And I'm very appreciative. And I thank God first and the ones that put the program in place second.
You know, John Tilley, the Secretary of the Cabinet, he mentioned the term, you know, the substance abuse disorder, which you hear a lot. Do you look at what you've been through as a disorder?
At first I didn't, until I get into all these curriculum. You know, it's triggers in your mind and your brain that makes it a disease. And you know, at first I thought it was just a choice. Oh, I could quit if I want. Well, no, I couldn't. You know, I had no control over drugs and alcohol. Once I had that first pleasure, you know, the pleasure of an alcohol buzz or any drugs, you know, I just wanted more, and I couldn't stop. I wouldn't stop. So it's a disease. It's something that you got to get into your inner self and get your mind trained right to overcome, and that's what I'm trying to do here.